The Iranian crisis is being followed with special interest by a Florida businessman. Steve Winters reports from Lakeland, Florida.
Ralph Maloon from Central Florida has a special interest in the situation in Iran. He's president of Correct Craft Boat Company and a few years ago sold a number of boats to the now deposed Shah.
The Shah was one of our best customers, and his oldest daughter also had an account with us by his first wife. He learned to ski here at Cypress Gardens behind one of our Correct Craft boats quite a few years ago, about 22 years ago, I believe. But we also sold to their Air Force because they used our boats for their recreational work there.
About the current controversy over the Shah, Maloon believes he should not be forced back into Iran, and in Maloon's words, it's all a scary situation. This is Stephen Witters from WCIE in Lakeland, Florida.
People are still talking about Elvis Presley 2 years after his death. A report from Steve Winters in Lakeland, Florida.
It was 2 years ago that singer Elvis Presley died in his Graceland mansion in Memphis. One of his former background singers, Bill Bays, sang at that funeral. Bays is now an Assembly of God evangelist. When asked if Elvis was a born-again Christian, Bays responded,
"Now, I can't say that Elvis was not a Christian, because that's not for me to judge. The seventh chapter of the book of Matthew, verse 1 says, judge not that you be not judged. So I can't judge that. However, his life and the way that he worked, the way that he lived, was not the way that I live, because I'm in search of a different goal. I'm in search of a goal of the kingdom of God first in my life. And Elvis, his music was first in his life."
Bays went on to say that though Elvis did not profess a born-again experience, there were times when he would hold prayer meetings and would often fly in gospel quartets to perform just for him. This is Stephen Winters reporting from WCIE in Lakeland, Florida.
There was more to the defection of a Soviet sailor in Florida than was reported by the press. Steve Winters in Lakeland, Florida.
Used car salesman Brian Smitty saw a young man walking down the street north of Tampa and tried to sell him a car, but he was surprised to find out the 19-year-old was a Russian named Igor and had just jumped a ship in the Tampa harbor. Smitty adopted Igor for a couple of days before the FBI took the young Russian defector. Smitty took the opportunity to share Christ with Igor.
"The first thing that I asked this young man, you understand God? And he said, yes, I understand God. I said, do you understand Jesus Christ, God's son? He said, no, understand Jesus Christ. I said, you understand devil, Satan? No, understand devil and Satan. So I said, God loves you. You know, and I put my hand up to his heart, and I said, God loves you. And I said, what's your name? Name. He said, Igor, Alexandria, Podomarenko.
Igor has now received political asylum and is in New York to learn English. Meanwhile, Brian Smitty has started a fund to bring Igor back to live permanently in Tampa. This is Stephen Winters at WCIE in Lakeland, Florida.